We have a statement of Yehuda Marav, Chavis Malei Amayim is a girsa that Rashi uses, the halacha that Hatova Sham La'osa Lo Tfila fell into Yam HaGadol, and exactly what is the nature of the problem. One could have said in reading the Gemara that there's a problem that your Tova Amayim She'uvin, or some part of you went into Mayim She'uvin. That's how the Rishonim ask on Rashi. Rashi didn't really say that. Rashi said the problem is that you have the gzera for truma, that there was one of the Yudches Dover was someone who's Ba Rosh Avrub Mayim She'uvin, so they become considered like a sheni, equivalent of a tfu yom, and the posel is a truma. So that's the concern here. The Lishonos of the Gemara, La Osa Lo Tvila, you have to assume means Lugabe this halacha. Rishonim are troubled by the Lashon La Osa Lo Tvila. That is the first statement of Rabbi Yehuda Marav. And we went to Arichas, we'll go to again when we see the Tosis now, exactly why did Rashi say that? Apparently Rashi felt that vis-a-vis the Tvila of the person, there was no problem. Why not? So there the Rishonim are mashma. Quite honestly, Rashi doesn't say it this way, but the Rishonim assume that there was a Tvila in regular water. And then, Ki'ilu, on your way out, you were in Baroshim with Mayim She'uvin. So there was a tevila in the good water. For whatever reason, we're not choshesh that the tevila was in the Mayim She'uvin. Maybe you went deeper, whatever it is. But then, as you're coming out, you're Baroshim with Rubo. The way that we learned at Rashi yesterday, it could be that the tevila, for all we know, was in the Mayim She'uvin. But that didn't bother us. In other words, because there's two issues here in the Mayim She'uvin. There's the issue of Mayim She'uvin in terms of the Gavra's Tvila, and there's the issue of Mayim She'uvin in terms of the psul of Latruma for the Yudches Davar. And after all, one of the kashas that we were also struggling with in Rashi is, as Tosus is now going to bring in, there's a din of Hashaka. And we know Hashaka works Ugabe Mayim Tmeim, to be matayer them. That's the din of Midin Zriya, as Tosus and the Rishon quote from the Gemara in Tzachim Lamed Dalet. So the same thing Tosus shows you from the Gemara in Beitza, we're going to soon see Tosus inside, that Ashaka should work also to take away the problem of Mayim She'uvin. Same mechanism for Ashaka. So we suggested the Das Rashi, that in a Chinami, insofar as the Gavra is concerned, the Gavra could have gone into the Mayim She'uvin, the Gemeluge Mayim She'uvin in this Yamagado. But because there's a halacha, now we won't call it Hashaka necessarily, but there is a halacha that if it's mechuber to the mikvah, just as we know that if you have a mikvah kshera and you have poured into it all kinds of Mayim She'uvin, the mikvah remains kasher for tevila. So the Gavra had a valid tevila in this entire body of water, which includes the Mayim She'uvin, and that's why there's no problem insofar as the Gavra is concerned. And nevertheless, there's still going to be the concern of Mayim She'uvin vis-a-vis the Gzeirah of Yudches Davar. Okay, what I see in the Rishonim is they didn't learn that way. They assumed that Ki'ilu there was a... We're not choshesh that there was a tefillah in the Mayim She'uvin, so that was a tefillah in the regular water, but Mamela, on your way out, you went with Barosh Mayim She'uvin. Rashi didn't really say that. So therefore, we wanted to suggest in Rashi that the Tvila was, for all we know, could have been in Mayim She'uvin, but from the perspective of the Matayar the Gavra, the person, the Chibur of the Mayim She'uvin to the Yamagadol is good enough. But insofar as the Gzeira of Yudches Davar, that the Din Mayim She'uvin still remains to create the problem of Gabi Truma. Exactly why that should be, and we began to discuss, and we'll see it again, that the Tosus of Pnei Yeshua already picks up on this idea. We developed it further with the Stipler and so on. But I want to first read the Tosus with you. But that's just something to note, that the Rishonim didn't necessarily learn the Pshat in terms of even the case itself, the way that we said over in Rashi. Let's see Tosus. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav. Then the Gemara has the next Tanya Nami Hachi, which again we'll discuss again when we see the Tosus, that the Gemara brought a raya from a Braisa, and here Rashi himself was Goris Yayin, and the issue again has to do with the fact that the Yayin stays in one place, and therefore there's a chashash that he was Tobo in the Yayin. And not only that, v'chein kikar shel truma, once the gavra was tovel in the yayin, he was metami the yayin, and then the kikar becomes tami from the yayin, and therefore we're choshesh also for the truma. And we don't say we follow the chazaka of the kikar, but to the contrary, we say that very likely the yayin was metami the kikar, and that's the continuation of the Gemara. But here Rashi was goreis yayin. Tosa says, I'm Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Chavis Malaya Mayim Kach Gears Asakuntris. The Ka'amar La Osolo Tvila Mishum Mayim Shuvin. It's very interesting. Tosa's language, Mishum Mayim Shuvin. That's not exactly what we saw, unless Tosa just means it B'derach Tzara. What did Rashi say? Why lo osu lo tefila? Because of the bar rosh of Reuben Maim Shuvin, the gzeir of Yud Ches Davar, Gabi Truma. Tosus says nothing of the sort. You read the words of Tosus, it sounds, perhaps, that Tosus is saying that the chshash is, you were tovel Maim Shuvin, and you're not tor, because you were tovel Maim Shuvin. And Tosus proceeds to ask the kasha, from the fact that there should be hashaka, and therefore there should be no problem of Maim Shuvin. It's interesting. Maisa Tosus leaves out that whole extra layer that we saw in Rashi. I'm not mistaken, the Rashash maybe is omit on this. Didn't see it today, but I'm reminding myself. Let's see if it's there. Did anyone have a chance to look in the Rashash? I know it wasn't on the Makoros, but no? Maybe it says it elsewhere in Rashi. Umitosus mashma, yeah, it's in the middle of the piece. And he quotes Rashi. He has various kashas in Rashi, like we saw in the Rishonim. Umitosus mashma, he says at the end of the piece on Rashi, the Lepirish Rashi be'emes la'osa tfilo l'kulum. V'ulai girsa acheres chaya lefneim b'Rashi. Ah, interesting. Perhaps Tosus didn't have the extra words that we have in our Rashi about the Yud Ches Davar. Oh, the Mefarshi l'shema v'shema shebedvarav l'beis pirushim. What does he mean here, shema v'shema? What's the Lashon of Rashi? The Lashon of Rashi, la'osa l'tfila, says Rashi, shema kol mayim shahayu b'chavis omdim yachad, v'shema bozer rosh avu b'mayim she'uvin. Ah, so Rashash is thinking that maybe Rashi's saying two things. No. What? Maybe kol mayim omdim yachad. So then what? So then there's a tefillah in mayim shuvin. One possibility. So this. The shema bazerosh mayim shuvin. That's not the pashtus of Rashi. Shon certainly didn't see Rashi that way. Better to say that he had different gears than Rashi, no? Okay. I don't know. Tosus, whatever reason, at least Rashash is omit on it. Good. Tosus did not mention this extra point. The Tosus, okay, maybe Tosus just meant, okay, Mayim Shuvin, and whatever flows from that, whatever issue it relates to. We know what Rashi said. Either way, Tosus has a problem. The problem with the Girsa of Rashi of Mayim is going to be v'lo nira. Daha, midishavi luhu hashaka kimechubarim letara mituma, hu adin le'inyan tefila nami. So Tosus asks Akasha, you might say misvara, equating the din hashaka gabi tuma to be metayer mayim tmeim, and that's where we find in Pesachim Lamidale the context of the din hashaka over there. In the Gemara uses the lashon of zviya there. It's that when the mayim is tamei meyachag shenitmeu, the Gemara has there, then you put them in a mikvah that's kasher, and that creates a chibur to the karka, you could maybe say. Mechuber is to what? Really, the mikveh is a makom, it's water that's gathered in an area that's samuch karka. So it's like zriya. What happens if you have something which is tamei, some sapling, and you put it in the ground and it can shach to the karka, so then that takes away the tumah. So what is Tosus asking? The same way we have hashaka that works within Zriya, Tos doesn't say the word Zriya, but Kim Mechubarim, what does Mechubarim mean? I would say Mechubarim to the Karka, maybe. So it creates a Chibur le Karka, le Tayar Mituma. So too, what should it do as well? In Tvilanami, meaning Ugabi, what problem? Maimshum. Yes, Hashaka should take away the status of Maimshum, and therefore should be no problem here of Maimshuvin, meaning that the Gava was Tova Maimshuvin, if that's what Tosis meant. Or what? Or that there should be no problem with Maimshuvin vis a vis the Yud Chesdavar. In other words, that's whatever Tosis meant in Rashi. We know what Rashi said. Rashi said the problem of the Yud Chesdavar. Tosis didn't spell that out. But either way, it's a problem of Maim Shuvin. Says Tosfos, no, if we know Hashaka works, Ugabi Tuma, that through Hashaka there's no longer the Tuma of the Mayim, so there should be no longer a status of Maim Shuvin on the Mayim. So why is there a problem here of that he went into the Maim Shuvin? Again, I don't know whether Tosis is learning Rashi with Yud Ches Davar, or whether Tosis had a different gear, says Rashi suggests, or read into Rashi that the problem is in Tefillah. But either way, the problem is Maim Shuvin creates the problem. But if you have Hashaka, there's no longer Maim Shuvin problem. So that's one kasha, from the fact that we know Hashaka works with Gabi Tumah, so too over here, Gabi Tefillah Nami. The Ode, further says Tosis, Damin Bebeitza, Matbilin Kri Al Gabi Meimav Letaro. What happens there? You have a kli that's filled with water. No, by definition, that water is what? Maimshuvin. You can't. That's the case. It's in the keli, and it also happens to be maybe name to name as well. So what can you do? You can take the kli filled with water, and you can mitire it, and the keli is tamei, and it has water in it, and everything becomes tor as a result. But wait. How does the tefillah work inside the keli? Mana is a keli. Ha-hamayim shebetocha she'uvin v'lo ma'arvi. So it's not mixing, it's she'uvin. U'ba'ashaka bi'alma adiflu, or they change it to a tariflu, you're mixing it, you just have ashaka. So the answer is, elevadai nasin mechubarin gam le'in tefillah. What does Tosis see in Beitza? What's he trying to show me? Nasu mechubarin. Okay, let's touch it as mechubarin lekarka for now. Gam leinyan tefila. In other words, not just is it nasu mechubarin gabe what? No, gabe what? Gabe tuma v'taira, but also gabe tefila. But here he has a mefurisha case that actually is maim shuvin. That case in Beitza. It's interesting. It starts off with a Mishnah. Tosis quotes from Yud Ches on the base. That's the Gemara on the Mishnah. It's interesting words of Rashi on the Mishnah. Just in terms of this inyan of Hashaka and so on. The Mishnah is talking about, again, Tumah. The Mishnah is on Yud Zayin on the base. It's talking about when you have Kelim Tmeim, what can you do on Shabbos, on Yantif? So the Mishnah has Machogis B'Sham B'Sila, Matbilin is Hakol Mifnei HaShabbos, B'Sila says Kelim Mifnei HaShabbos, Adam B'Shabbos, B'Shavin, says the Mishnah, Shemashikin Es HaMayim B'Chli Evin L'Taharon. Now talking about Mayim Tmeim, you can be Mashik the Mayim B'Chli Evin, Tzam B'Kabu Tumo L'Taharon, Avron Matbilin. That's what the Mishnah says. Then the Gemara discusses that. The Lashon of Rashi, just to get the perspective that we began to discuss yesterday, Rashi says on that Mishnah, the Shavin Shemashikin Es HaMayim, Mishi Ish L'Mayim Yafin Lishtos. The person had good water, tasty water to drink, the Nitmu. Now they became Tummy. What can he do? M'male Mehen Kli Evin, the Nosnam B'Mikva, which is Mayim Meluchim, Ad Shemashik Mayim L'Mayim, until it's a Hashaka created. The nimtzu elu zeruyim umechubarim me'amikva. Lashon Rashi. Okay, we're talking about hashaka of tuma. You have mayim tmeim, and you did this hashaka with the main mikva, and the nimtzu elu zeruyim umechubarim me'amikva. Zeruyim umechubarim ubatli agabayu v'toaru. The ein o tahara b'mikva l'chol ochel mashke el l'mayim. There's no such concept anywhere else of being metayer Ochel Mashke through being tavo in a mikveh. In other words, when you have a keli or an adam, you can remove the tumah status not kli cheres, that's an exception. Kli cheres, the only thing you can do is break it. But a kli eitz, kli shetef, we call it. Kli shetef means it can be immersed in water. Shetef means to immerse. So everything but a kli cheres called kli shetef, yesh tahar b'mikvah, and adam as well. But ochel mashke, of course not. But here's something interesting. Says Rashi, "V'ein o tahar b'mikvah chol ochel mashke elo lemayim v'lo b'toras tevila elo b'toras zuria k'dar minan b'psachim b'perikosha." Rashi himself gives us this perspective that we were discussing yesterday from the Gemara Psachim. There's a concept of zuria, hashaka slash zuria, that's mitayar mayim that goes into a mikvah. So here the Mishnah says that, and Rashi says what he says, and on the Gemara discusses this Mishnah, and that's when the Gemara quotes this Braisa. That the Chachamim say here that Mashikin es amayim bechli even letaran, or as Tosis quotes, Matpil kli al gabi meimav, that's later, Matpil kli al gabi meimav letaro. Okay, so meanwhile, what do we see in Tosis? Tosis is asking that what we see by Tahara should also work by Hashaka for Mayim Shuvin. So Pnei Yeshua begins to talk about what we could say in defense of Rashi. Maybe we just finish the Tosis. What does Tosis say because of this? Tosis has a different girsa because of this. Tosis doesn't want to be goris mayim. Okach nira, the gasina the milsi the Rav Yehuda chavis meleya yayin. So Tosis takes out mayim. He learns the very case itself of Yehuda Marav is chavis meleya yayin. Okach lo also lo tvila. Why not? The mehayam kavu v'kaimi. The water of the Yamagado is stagnant. B'shem adayin hutzaber v'omid bimkomo, the yayin is still in one place. The iser niker. What does that mean? The iser niker. What Bach says, the eno niker. The tovel b'yayin. What does he mean here? What does he mean? In what sense, let's say, the iser niker? In what sense is it niker? So it's going to say it's white wine in a second. In what sense is it niker? What? It's different. What different? In what sense is it niker? How would it be niker? By looking at it? Yeah. Not by looking at it. By tasting it, yeah. By tasting it. Properties are different. That's what it means. If it's anal niker, if the gear says anal niker, it means it's not niker in appearance, but it's niker in... and in taste. And lemaisa v'tova b'yayin. That's all in Yamagadol. Avo nara bi'al malo. There, it wouldn't be a problem. Devadi misar v'mayim, v'az lo haya be'en, v'osa lo tefila. Then it just, again, it's not because of hashaka, but what would be by a nara bi'alma, what would it be? What would you call that? It's butter. But if it's Yamagado, it's not batal. It stays in one place, and again, it's distinct, not in appearance, but in terms of its properties. So you would tovel in the yayin. Mashenkin, if it's all gets dispersed, then it's batal. If everything's fine, so it was a narbi alma. As the Gemara says, then badi misar b'mayim ve'ozlo yibeen ba'osel lo tefila. Umayrid b'yayin lavan she'ena mishana maris ha'mayim. It has to be talking about white wine. If it's red wine, nechsi imshina maris amayim imlo. Let's just see if it changes the color around it. You could tell if it did. Then obviously that's the yayin part, and whatever it doesn't have red is fine. So then what's the chashash? What you tovel in the yayin? Not you see what you tovel. What was that? The part that's red or is it not? The answer is it's not red wine. It's white wine. Now already you could have been tovel in the yayin. And it's butl, it's not, because it has different properties. According to the Torah, it's a whole different shot. Why couldn't it be mayim? Because because then obviously Hashaka works. And what did Tosis ask? Kind of asked two kashas. Number one, he says, when he says that, does he quote any sources? What could he have quoted for that? In other words, who are dealing to? It's a svara. I understand, there's no places that you could quote that you can have hashaka from Maim Shuvin? Rabbeinu Peretz, if you track the Rabbeinu Peretz with Tosis, you notice a couple of shinuyim. Russian Rabbeinu Peretz, again, Rashi Goris Mayim, Veloso Latvim Shum Mayim Shuvin, Velo Nihira, Daha Ashoka Mashvago Kimachubarim, Letara Mitumasam, Hachinami Linit Vila, he adds, Kidamrina Bekam Mishnayos, Mikvos, Perek Vav, Perek Zayin, Mikvashish Borbim Sam, and Mali Bekate Finosimbo, Dein Mikvash Shalem Nipsal Bemayim Shuvin. In other words, we have Mefurish Mishnayis, that you have a kosher mikvah, you can throw Mayim Shuvin in, everything is fine. So obviously it works. What do Tos have to say? Ooh, we see Hashaka works. Gabe Tuma, who are din, Lugabe, what? Lugabe Mayim Shuvin. You know that you could put Mayim Shuvin into a kosher mikvah and it's fine. So Rabbeinu Peretz quotes Mishnayis and Mikvos. Tos didn't. Why? Who asked this diokentosis? Who makes this diokentosis? Yeshua. What a Tosis, this is where he's building his point that Rashi is saying something specific, and then we could start explaining Rashi. Rashi is aware of the Mishnayos and Mikvos. And even Tosis, you see, by us, didn't even bother quoting Mishnayos and Mikvos. That wouldn't have been enough. Tosis needed to bring the fact that it works with Gabi Tuma. And what does that have to do with? Have to do with Ria, we just saw. Who adin gabei hashak. This is all building out we began to see yesterday from the Ritva too. The Ritva initially says Pshat and Rashi, then he comes back with another Kasha and Rashi after he explained Rashi. Rashi also understands Mishnayis and Mikvos. Rashi also understands that there's something to be said for taking Mayim Shuvin into a mikvah and it's all mechubar and everything's good. But it wouldn't necessarily help Rashi in terms of what he wants to accomplish here. In terms of the problem that's posed over here. The Rabbeinu Peretz did quote Mishnayis and Mikvos. The Amrinan B'Perek Beis debate so that you see Mamish working, Hashak working on Mayim Shuvin. Levada, again, same thing. Kach Nir de Gassinan B'Rav Yehuda Chavis Shil Yayin, Vaiter Ayr B'Yayin Lavan, Di'i B'Odom Nachsim Nishtanim Mar Samayim. And he says, when we're asking, he says, Mistama, he's Tova right away, otherwise Mistama does get Ma'aris Ayrv at some point. But it's interesting. Rabbeinu Peretz did quote in the first Kasha, Kidaminam b'tchan mishnayis. Tosis did not. Says the Pnei Yeshua. What's pshat in Tosis? Why didn't Tosis quote mikvos? He only says, since you see it works for too much, it work also for us, for Mayim Shuvin, with Tvila Nami. And then he brings the Gemara in Beitz. Hanir is daiti, says the Pnei Yeshua. You see, Tosis needed to medama nosa la nosa. He needed to say, oh, just like Hashaka works for Tuma, so it works for Tvila. Why? Because it's mechubarin. Mistama hu adin le'in shuvin nami. Mahani la'asosin mechubarin. No. Fekta p'nei yeshu. Utfei hava le'asuyem. Yikama mishnayis. The mikvos. Diktani le'edya. The mahani ha'shaka l'mayim shuvin. As the Tosa Ben Aparis quoted. Quoted mishnayis and mikvos. Why did Tosa's just throw out, oh, Mistama! We know Hashaka works for Tuma. No, we're both saying, what are we going to say? Who's going to be mechavin to Pnei Yeshua in some way? No? In the stipend from yesterday? No? What's the pshat? Who can help out? Before we bring up Pnei Yeshua, says it his way, we'll say it our way. But what's the basic answer? What's the answer? No? Who chaps what's going on here? Who is holding the sugya? What? The diuk is clear? The kash is clear? Yeah? Everybody? I should repeat it. It's clear what we're bothered by. What did Tosis only ask his first kashan Rashi Misvara, that just as a shakar works for tumma, for maim tmeim, so too it should work for tvila. Seemingly, we know that you can pour maim shuvin into a mikveh kshera and everything is fine. Nobody can deny that. That's mishnayis and mikvos. So what can be the problem here in Rashi that we're worried about maim shuvin, whatever that problem is? Umaisa is a kosher mikveh yamagadol. When the Ritva asked the Kasha and Rashi, initially, very beginning, very beginning, Mil Iko Medak Tuva, Athil Gasinan Mayim, Shamayim Shuvan Poskin, Beloshin Imar, Mikloma Yipsugu, Harekoa Miyamim Kimikva. Halacha Ravachas Hu, the Koshu Mikvah Shalim B'Kosher Shub Eino Nifsal B'Shuva Klal. Even Mikvah Memsa, you could be Memalei B'Kosef. Tosus just leaves out the Mishnais and Mikvos that they talk about Ashaka of Maim Shuvin and just says, Mistama, just like you have Fatumah, you can, what's the answer? Yeah?
Wants to bring a kid from Tumah Tahara, by Tumah Tahara, the water loses its shame completely.
Because what Tosus is getting at is there's something about the Ashaka of Tumah Tahara that, and that mechanism should therefore remove the problem of Maim Shuvin here as well. Were it just to be the general halacha that you could pour Maim Shuvin into a mikvah and it's Omer Chuber, that doesn't speak to the what we have over here. Now, we could say it the way Pnei Yeshua says it, and then we could sort of tweak it a little bit and say it the way that we came up from the Stipler. But basically, we're talking about, and we were medayik this yesterday from the Rif, if you remember. The fact that you can have a chibur, a maim shuvin with a mikvah, and you can be tovu and everything, that does not help necessarily, Rashi, for this situation, that you have no problem after coming out of this Yamagadol, because if you went into Maim Shuvin, you went into Maim Shuvin. Ayin is halacha that everything is connected, you can be tovah and everything. That didn't take away the shame Maim Shuvin. But if we know that the way it works by Tumah, Maim Tmeim, is Midin Zriya, if that's what's going on, and it transforms it, and it makes it like it's karka, and it's not no longer shuvim, so the same halacha should be by Maim Shuvim. It's not shuvim anymore. Let's first say it the way Pnei Yeshua does it, and then we'll come back to the way we're saying it now. The Pnei Yeshua asks this question: why did Tosfos not quote those mishnayos in Mikvos? Says the Pnei Yeshua, Al karchach lo psikulu hachnosa mishum diyesh lechalek. Now here he goes with the idea that Rashi's focus is on specifically what issue of Maim Shuvin that Rashi discussed. The Yud Ches Davar. Kinnirei Tosus learns Tosus that way also. Tosus saw that in Rashi. We weren't so sure. Tosus didn't mention it. Pnei Yeshua is learning. Tosus read Rashi. He spoke shorthand. Okay. Rashi's specific issue is Gzeiras Yud Ches Davar. Nope. You can't just bring Mishnayis Mikvos and say you can pour Maim Shuvin into a mikvah and everything is good. Because you can be machalik between the psul of Shuvin, poskenes a mikvah, that well precedes the Gzeiras Yud Ches Davar, to the halacha baro Shuvin Maim Shuvin, the poskenes a truma, based on the Gzeiras Yud Ches Davar that we said yesterday, we said over from the Gemara Shabbos Yudalit. The high time uchud, high time uchud. Separate issues. Therefore, what did Tosus need to do, says the Pnei Yeshua? He had to bring Misvara. And what did Tosus bring Misvara? Just as Hashaka works Midoraisa to elevate the Mayim from Tumah to Tahara, so too it should help Lagabi the Gzeira of Shuvin of Yud Ches Davar to make it Mechuber. Tosus, just to quote Mishnayis and Mikvos that say you can add Mayim Shuvin to a mikvah and everything is good, would not help us, because Rashi's focus here is on Gzeiras Yud Ches Davar. And Tosus needed to show me, but if it has the power to transform the water, to be Matayar the water, then it should also take away the problem of Shuvin as well. No, if that's the reason why Tosfos had to say Misvara, says a Pnei Yeshua, Im Kein Lefizeh Af Anu Nomar, in defense of Rashi, that's a Kasha in Rashi and the Rambam. Why did he understand this? Perhaps, says the Pnei Yeshua, the Dafka, Mituma le Taira, Chidushu Shechidshe Torah, Demaim Tmeim le Torim Vashoka, even though Kol Ochen Umashkin Tmeim don't have Tar B'mikvah, as we read the Rashi in Bates a few minutes ago. Good. Just like you find other things as well, but klicheres has no tar b'mikvah, but you can break the keli and become tor, even though it's fit for something else, but it's a special halacha because you can lose its tumah that way. So too, by shar kelim, when you do a mice in it, it can lose its tumah. So here too is a new halacha, that you can do a shaka and takes away the tumah by my mashe enkin. But this specific issue of gzeira, of Yudches Dover. What was the Gzeira? People used to put on Mayim Shuvin on their bodies after the Tefillah, and they figured, the Tefillah is not, the Tahara is not coming from the Mikvah, it's coming from this. Therefore, they have to make a Gzeira on the person. No, so that Gzeira has to also apply. People are not going to, now the difference, Maisa person had Mayim Shuvin on them now. Lamaisa was part of the mikvah, was connected. No, Lamaisa, the Gzeira is still here. People are going to start thinking, this shower, what's the difference? So the concerns that Chachamim had to make such a Gzeira are relevant. They have to talk about all scenarios, even though, in terms of the Lamdis, there should be whatever should be over here. But the Gzeira still has relevance. That's how he puts it. Now, what we said yesterday, that the Stipe quoted the Pnei Yeshua in the beginning, he says, yeah. But, and the Meiri also said in his own small way in the beginning, for Yudches Dover, it's still Mayim Shuvin. What does that mean? So let's say over what we said from the Stipe yesterday. So he quoted a Shita Sabino Yeruchim quoted by the Shach, that when you have a act of Hashaka, and you have a Nekev between a kosher mikvah and a Mayim Shuvin body of water, and you have the instant moment of the Hashaka with some flow, and then you close the Nekev, and you have 40 Sa'ah in the Mayim Shuvin, what was once Mayim Shuvin. Can you go into that mikveh after you close the Nekev? So the Mechaber says yes. Ben Yeruchim is Mesupik. So what does that show? Says the Stipler, what occurred when you do Hashaka of Mayim Shuvin? Can you say that what occurred was the equivalent of Zriya, which is what occurs when you do Hashaka from Mayim Tmeim? Or is it something short of that? It's halacha that Maisa becomes, it's considered a chibur right now in the mikvah, Kozman is a chibur. But once that connection is stopped, the status of Mayim Shuvin is still here. It's just that when it's connected, you can be tovu and everything. But the etzem, the status of Mayim Shuvin, still remains. That's Rabbeinu Yeruchim's possibility. That's why the stima, if he closes it up, it's not going to work anymore. And the others hold otherwise. That once you have that shaka, once it was mechuber to the mea mikvah, it lost its status of Mayim Shuvin. It's not Shuvin anymore. It's like karka. It's not drawn. It's not shaykh to a keli. It was connected to the mikvah, connected to the ground, as whatever you want to say. That's the yisod zriya. But Rashi says the Stipe, he'll go al derech that Rabbeinu Yeruchim. And we explained yesterday, this is why the Ritva, whereas the Ritva initially, when he brings the Mishnayos and the Kvaos, he says, that's why Rashi needed to say that the problem of Lo Sago Tvila is not that he was Tovo in the Mayim Shuvin. It's specifically about that he was Barosh Uv Mayim Shuvin. But then he adds a few kashas on Rashi. We'll go over soon what the kashas were. But the third kasha was, what do you mean? You have a din of Ashoka, which is Zriya. Kevin Shamayim Atmeim Bashuv Nofen Mikva Nechshar Midin Zriya. So in Kan Mayim Shuvin. What do you mean? The Ritva before quoted the Mishnayos Mikvos, and he answers up for Rashi, that, oh no, but Yudches Davar, it's only new Gzera. But then he asked the Kasha, but before he didn't say a word about Zriya. Because it was asking, Hashaka works midin Zriya. Memelet should be Mayim Shuvin either. That's Tosis. Those Tosis couldn't just quote the Mishnah from Mikvos, even though Ben Peretz did. Tosis wants you to realize the same way that it works for Tuma, Midin Zviya, so it should remove the status of Mayim Shuvin. It should be no problem Mayim Shuvin of any kind. And therefore the Yud Ches Davar, the Gzeira of Barosh Ruvah, should not apply. So with the Pnei Yeshua said it in his manner, it is, because the Tama Gzeira might still be relevant. We're saying it in a more Lundish way. That again, you need, Tosis can only bring Bisvara. Whatever works by Tumah V'Tayra Hashaka, that mechanism should also work by, that should be why it works by Mayim Shuvin. And therefore, there should be no status of Mayim Shuvin left, and therefore, there should be no Gzeira left either. That's how to read the Tosis. Yeah.
At what point do we lose the shame Mayim Shuvin? Because in our case, there still is the Bibur. The Rabbeinu Yerucham says that it loses Mayim Shuvin.
Right. But the difference, so the difference is, we're not, the cases are not the same case. The other case is that it was a Chibur and then the Chibur broke. Right. Here, the point is as follows, that in even where it is in the next to the rest of the water of the Yamagadol, the way we're saying it, the Tevila itself could have been fine. Because insofar as the Maisa Tevila, there's a Chibur. That wasn't broken. But just as we see in Rabbeinu Yerucham, that when a Chibur breaks and now it's not connected, the status of Mayim Shuvin is still here. Because it never really lost its status of Mayim Shuvin. Just as we saw that. So too, if he's Tovel in this Mayim Shuvin, so mitzad the tahara of the tvila, you could say it's good. But mitzad the gzeira of Yud Ches Davar, you still have a problem. Because lemaisa, you were bar rosh eruv, Mayim Shuvin, because the shame Mayim Shuvin remained here, and it's in one place. It's not that there's no chibur. It's not that the chibur is here. But the chibur won't help you with regard to the gzeira of Yud Ches Davar. In a Beinu Yeruchim situation, the chibur broke. And Mayim Shuvin is suddenly still here. Why? Because it never lost its shame, Mayim Shuvin. Because all that happened was that the Chibur allowed for a tefillah. But it didn't lift the shame, halos shame, Mayim Shuvin. That's why when you break the Chibur, it's once again a problem for tefillah. In this case, it's not a problem for tefillah because it is mechuber. From the perspective of Ashaka, it's mechuber. But insofar as the Gzeiras Yud Ches Davar is concerned, you still have a shame Mayim Shuvin, so it's Babra Shuvin, Mayim Shuvin.
As there is the Chibur, why would there be the shame Mayim Shuvin? Like, if it works for Tefila at that moment, why should there be the shame Mayim Shuvin be there?
Yeah, to respond.
I think we're trying to say that since Rabbeinu Yerucham holds that it can go back to Pasul
right,
water.
At that point.
No, but
right,
you mean they never lost it.
Right, if it's able to go right back to that point, then there's still some type of shame that's
it's
there.
Not the pshat that it lost it and it got it back, you see. It means that it never lost the shame, I'm sure. But it's just that you had a right to be tovel in this entire big entity. But
why it's more machmir on the Yud Ches Davar regarding that? Because just because there's a shame that could come back.
Because the whole halacha was that you may be tovel in the entire body of water, which is all now one entity. So it's ki'il like you were able to be tovel in the Mayim Shuvin, so to speak, because it's all connected to the larger mikvah. But insofar as Gzeiras Yud Ches Davar, the fact is it is Barosh Shuv Mayim Shuvin. That Gzeira was for Mayim Shuvin. It is Mayim Shuvin. It never took away the chibur, the hashaka that we have here in Yamagadu, never took away the shame Mayim Shuvin because that's only with regard to the Zviya mechanism, which is what we find by Tuma of Mayim, Mayim Tumeim. But the halacha of hashaka with regard to Mayim Shuvin never had that mechanism of Zviya, according to Rashi. The Haraya, that's Rabbeinu Yerucham, be an example. When it's not Mechuber, it's the same Mayim Shuvin as before. It just allows for a tefillah b'shas ma'is when it's mechuber. Therefore, that's going to play out in terms of the two levels over here. There's the tefillah, and there's the Yud Ches Davar. And in terms of the gzeiras Yud Ches Davar, that's still going to mitame. Now maybe now is the time to maybe discuss that question that I alluded to at the beginning of Shir. What does it mean exactly? B'shas, the tvila, you also tame with your tchazdavar? Or your tvila was first and now on your way out? You were baro shabruva? What exactly does it mean? The way that the Rishonim seem to assume, is it simultaneous or is it sequential?
Sequential.
First was the tefillah, and then there was Baruch Shavuot. The way that we're suggesting, Rashi, it could very well be simultaneous. In other words, the very same act, on the one hand, is, you know, you're getting a tefillah out of it. In that regard, the Din HaShaka has operated. But in terms of Yud Ches Davar, because the Mayim Shuvim never really lost its shame, Mayim Shuvim, so the Gzeira is still present. I tell you why this is interesting to me. In terms of the other kasha that is shown, in which I still don't understand it, but let's just say the kasha and say what we can answer it, assuming it is a kasha. Lamaisa, we didn't understand the kasha at all, but let's just, what does it indicate in terms of the lumbus? That's still what's interesting. So the second kasha the Ritva was, yet they had a kasha of Nagashan also with Tvila, maybe we'll come back and answer that as well, and Rashi. It shouldn't say L'osel L'tefillah. I think we'll give Miyashiv that as well in a minute, but that's one kasha. And then he had a kasha, Im kein mai haida aminu kaman uki gava cheskase. According to Rashi, how can the Gemara say that we put the person on his cheskas tahara? On his cheskas tumah. Kikar has cheskara and person cheskas tumah. Adarabba, kevan devadai nitar mitumaso, Misafik shenichnas achat tefil rosh avru maim shuvin at aposel tefilas letruma out of silenu misafik. So what is he asking? Adarabba, why do we say that the person has the cheskas tuma? To the contrary, he was vaday nitar mitumaso. Misafik that maybe nichnas achat tefil. That's how you see he learned it. Achat tefil rosh avru bo at aposel tefilaso. So misafik he shouldn't be pasul. The chazak of the gavah should be tohar, not chazak of the gavah should be tamei. Now, why did we understand this kasha? And I still don't understand the kasha.
Sorry, can you repeat why?
Good. The Ritva asked on Rashi. First of all, he asked the Russian la osa lo tevila is mashma that nothing, for nothing. According to Rashi, it sounds like the tevila was good for everything, but for truma. Good, one kasha. Second kasha, how can the Gemara say later that uki gavrach is kasei, that we put the person on the presumed chazaka of being tamei? How could that be with Rashi? According to Rashi, to the contrary, he was vadei becoming tohor, and now you have a suffix, maybe became tamei through this baroshu v'maim shuvin. So the suffix should be tamei. Don't make him pasul with truma. So how can you say Misafik he's Tameh to the contrary? Misafik, he should be Tor, because he was Vadei Tor. Okay, now why is this problem? Why should we understand this kasha?
How is that? Similarly, Rashi would agree that in the ratio that, yeah.
In the case later, the case was what?
The Yayin.
That's the case of Yayin. That's the case of Yayin. Yayin, Rashi agrees. The issue is not about the concern of Mayim about Rosh Avruba. That's only by Gava, not by Truma. There, the issue has to do with Mitame the liquid, which is Mitame the Kikar. So there, you couldn't be discussing the issue of. To the contrary, in that case, everything would be fine. The Mayim would become Tohar because of Ashaka. Bit of parrot spells it out in the foolish. Well, Maisa Rashi says, what's the case? Whatever the reason. Rashi says, what's the case of later? Chavis Malaya? Yain. That's the next Tosfos. Second. The next case is case of Yain. So what's the problem? That maybe he was Tovel in? Yain. So that's a Suffolk if he had a Tahara. So that's a Suffolk. Gavi is Becheskas. So what are they asking? He's asking as if the Girsa would be mine, but Rashi says the Girsa is Yain later. So I don't understand Bechal with the Kash is.
Doesn't this also prove that Rashi holds it was simultaneous?
This is where we're going. But I'm just pointing out the kasha. I don't understand the kasha. But, naniach, it's a kasha. Okay, it's a kasha. So now, what could be our response? So here is where that issue could be very, very interesting. If the pshat is that first he went to the mikvah and became tohar, and then on his way up, on his way out, he's barosh uvan shuvin. So the Ritva would be asking, so why do we say that the person is becheskas tamei, he's becheskas tohar, but maybe he became tamei by barosh uvan shuvin? Okay, then I understand why he'd be asking this kasha. Even though you have to know, when does a person really become tohar? What? No, I'm saying, no, I understand that, but I mean to say, in terms of the Maisa Tefillah, when does it become Torah? What? When it comes out. So it could be he never really became Torah. It's a lesson of the Kesef Mishnah. Whatever, we'll leave it for a second. But if the issue is not first he went to the mikveh, and then he was Barosh Avruba, but rather, at the very same time that he was immersing in the mikveh, so that immersion took place in Yamagada water together with Mayim Shuvim water. But the very same act that's making him Tohor has an element within it that's making him Tameh. What was the gzeira of Yud Ches Dover? Let's touch this. What was the gzeira? You saw the Rishonos of Rashi in Shabbos Yudalit. How does Rashi explain what was the gzeira that the gavras posters at Truma? What did they say essentially? What were they goes there? Stop that the guy makes that the person can make Truma Shlishi, or what's the mechanism of that gzeira? They were goes there Truma, and Rashi's mashmat goes to Truma on what? On what? On what? What? On the gavra, but why? What? How did the gavra become tamei? What was matamei him? The mayim. That's how Rashi's mashma in your Yudalit and in Shabbos. The goes there on the mayim. Goes to ala shuvin tuma letamei adam achat filosa. There's a famous expression which the Gemara discusses. That's this ram tova v'sheretz biyado. Person does a tefillah and his sheretz, he's holding the sheretz in the mikveh at the same time. What's the pshat? He became tor, but he became tummy again from the sheretz? Or he never became tor to begin with? He never became tor to begin with. There's a mashal, Rabbeinu Yonah brings a mashal in sheretz tshuva. A person who does tshuva, so to speak, he has charata, but there's no azivas hachet. So he goes, he says vidui. And there's no azivas, there's no kabbalah to leave the aver. So what does he say? It's compared to Tova Sheretz Biyado. I mean, he has a tshuva, but he became tameh, he became chote again, or the tshuva never got off the ground. If he's still holding on to the sheretz, so the tshuva didn't count for anything. It's not that the sheretz is metameim subsequently. There was no maisa tefillah. The tefillah cannot work if the very same time that you're doing an act and tire yourself, there's this koach that's metameim. So there's no tumah that there's no tire that takes place. So if the Pshat and Rashi is not that first there was a tahara in water, which is not Mayim Shuvim, and then there was subsequently there was an entry into Rosh Avruba Mayim Shuvim, so then you could say the Gavra is not Becheskas Tamei. The suffix is, did he become Tamei after his tahara? But if we assume that the person, the person at the very same time that he's becoming, so to speak, Tohar with by this tefillah, which the Mayim Shuvin, from that perspective, is mechuber to the mikveh, right? So there should be a valid tefillah, but there's this davar hametameh. We've been ogeya only one thing. Again, understood. Not in absolute. We've been ogeya truma. What is the gzeira of truma? What? That gabi truma what? The water's metameh him. So gabi truma, that's the go also tefillah. You see, now the words are not so bad. The also tefillah, gabi truma, the tefillah did not accomplish tahara, because the very same act of tefillah is has in it a davar metameh. Binogei yudches davar, the mayim shuvin is metamehin. So the tefillah cannot pshat that there was a good tefillah, but then there was another force that's metamehin. That's a chesaron binogei, that which they will go to tumah When again truma, there goes a truma on the mayim on the gimelugin mayim shuvin, which it remains mayim shuvin even now. There was no tefillah, so the gavra is not the cheskas tahara. He's still becheskas truma. When again truma. To maybe say this in a slightly different way, but it's really the same basic mahalach. The lashon, the medaitis, and the lashon of the pirsha mishnayos and the Rambam on that mishnah is zavin that has the gzera of barosh umayim sheuvin. So the Rambam's lashon is that what did the chachamim say in effect? The person whose tovel was a tfuyo, right, which means he already was tameh. What would happen otherwise without this gzera? He would be able to, at night, to be able to be completely tor, Harav Shemesh. When the Chachamim said that this person was Bar Rosh Umayim Sheuvin, says the Rambam, what they said was, the Lashon here is, in the Rambam, they will go there, that he should remain in his status of Tumah. He said, says the Rambam, out because of the whole reason that they will go for, that he's not going to be mechavin, as we said yesterday, mechavin in for das of kavana for tefillah. They're going to think that the ikar tefillah was because of the maim shuvim. Therefore, what did they say? Al ken gazru shekol haba roso veruba b'mayim shuvim achar tefillah sheyia nishar b'tum aso uposel es atruma sheyia nishar b'tum aso. The gzeira was that he remains a tefillah. The Ar Sameach, which Meir Simcha has on his own, he has his chidush, that he's machadish the following, that the geder ha-gzeira was that he's remained betumaso, meaning to say that he's still a tfuyom. Why is that nafkamin to say like that, as opposed to saying it's a new tuma? Because a tfu, we mentioned yesterday, normally a sheni with tuma, something was established, a sheni touches liquid. What happens to the liquid? Midrabanan. What does liquid become? A rishon, midrabanan, lias tchila. But by a tful yom, it's not true. Tful yom is an exception to that. Tful yom, many rishonim hold, does not make a mashke into tchila. It says a meir simcha or sameach that the baroshuv maim sheuvin. Now this person who's posel satruma, I think this Daram doesn't pass in this way, but he wants to say a chidush. But that's a tosis, I think he says it. Tosis in Shabbos Yud Gimel. This person would not make a mashke yos tchila because he'll be the same thing as before. A tful yom does not make a mashke into a rishon. So therefore, if the gzeira was that he should be nishar b'tumasa, that he will be exactly what he was before. You know, what do we gain with this in terms of what we're saying now? The Ritva was asking, no, why is the gava b'chazaka of tamei? The gava was tor, but maybe became tamei. No, what's the shot of the gzeira? The gzeira was he's nishar b'tumasa. So mela, it's not like he was tor, but now maybe became tamei. The suffix is he may have never lost his tum. So you could say it like that, or you could say it the way we're saying now. It's a tova v'sheretz biyado analogy. Either way, that would be the answer to the kasha that we don't understand anyway. Again, the kasha we don't understand, because the kasha is from the case of Yayin, so mamish don't know pshat. But meanwhile, with the premise of the kasha, we can be mefalpel in terms of what to answer, right? What is going on here? Was it really a tahara, but there's a new mitame? Or the suffix becomes a suffix that there really was not anything that changed in terms of the status of the person? And we're saying that the gzeiras yudches davar in a situation where while you're being tovel, you're also coming up against the yimayim sheuvin, which is mitame lugabe truma. And befrat, if the gzeira was that you should be nishar b'tumaso, then the way to think about this is not that the gava became tor, but he might have become tame. It's that the gava maybe never became tor to begin with. Because Yitzchak Yonson is clear? Maybe I lost some people here along the way. Let's hope I didn't, but wait, I was something before, yeah?
No,
you answered it. Okay, anyone else?
This also helps now with the Lashon Lo, also Lo Tefillah.
Oh, very good. So Binyam is saying very good. Lo also Lo Tefillah, beautiful. What was the first Kasha of the Ritva? Lo also Lo Tefillah, sounds like it didn't count for anything. And Rashi says, oh, it's just a new Xeris Yuchasdavar, Truma. So obviously the answer is going to have to be, well, Binogeya, Truma, that's also a tefillah. That's obviously. But why does that fit the words? It fits the words beautifully, because what we're saying now is that it wasn't sequential, it was simultaneous, and to the extent that there's a metame at the time of the tefillah, so that's a tov v'sheretz biyado, which we're saying means that there never was a tefillah to begin with, that there's no tahara that could take effect, or the other way we're saying it, that the gzeira was that you remain tameh, so therefore, la'osa lo tefillah, benogea truma, la'osa lo tefillah, tefillah is not accomplished. Right, so it answers that as well. Tosfos dibra maschel tanya nami hachi. Well, Maisha, just I gave you Maramukum another answer for Rashi. This is again for the non-kasha, okay? For the non-kasha. But I don't know. I don't understand the onigyantif siman ayin when the Gedolei Acharonim says, "I tell you pshat in Rashi to answer the kasha of the Ritva." Again, kasha that we don't understand. There's a yiskmachokes Rashi and Tosfos, numerous places in Shas. Those who are learning Chulin will appreciate this yeshiva. Machzikin me iser le iser or ein machzikin me iser le iser. What does that mean? So Tosis, I gave Tosis in Beitza Chafei, it's other places. The Gemara has a statement of Rav Huna, a couple of places in Shas. Behema, bechayeha, behema, becheskas, behema, bechayeha, becheskas, iser omedes, at sheivada lecha b'man nishchita. An animal, when it's alive, is considered to be becheskas iser, and you have a suffix if there was a proper shchita, so you continue the chazaka that the animal is presumed to be becheskas iser. That's the statement of Rav Huna. So if I have a suffix, if the shechita was kosher or not, you continue to view the animal as treif because of the chazaka that existed bechaya when it was alive. Shaila is, what chazaka does the Gemara refer to? What iser of before that we say continues to exist until you know for sure that the shechita was kosher? So Rashi learns becheskas iser ever min hachai. Tosis asks, "Lo nihira, the imken lama liyachibada menishchita." We see the animal died, so we know it's not ever min hachai anymore, because ever min hachai is only when the animal is alive. And now the animal's dead, but maybe the shechita was good shechita, maybe it was not a good shechita. So the ever min hachai is no longer on the horizon; it's no longer relevant. So how can you use the Isser Evim Menachai as the presumption of Isser that's going to continue if the suffix in front of us now is whether it was a good shechita? The suffix now is a good shechita, but Evim Menachai is no longer relevant. It's not a lot. So Tosis has a chidush that, what does it mean all the time? Becheskas Isser, becheskas shelo nishchita, because there's an Isser called Eino Zavuach, an Isser Esed. The Torah says Bezavachta, the mitzvah shechita, Bezavachta, Vechalta, which is a way of saying, but if it's not shechted, you have an iser to eat it. So that iser is mechayin and continues. So therefore, the iser is the same iser. So what's Rashi's shita? So Achronim say that he holds machzikin me iser le iser. That means that even if the shema iser is not the same, the shema iser once upon a time was iser X, and now you don't know if it's mutter or not. It might still be usser, but if it's usser, it's not because of the same iser as before. But I can still say, Lamaisa, it was usser before, and it might still be usser, even if the iser is a different shem iser, but that's called machzikin me iser le iser. Says the Oneg Yantif, I have arrived from Makis Dav Dalit, because of the kasha that the Rishonim ask on Rashi, which again we didn't understand, but the Chora, how could it be that there's a chazak of the person to be tamei? To the contrary, he was tor, maybe became tamim. He says the answer is Rashi Lishitaso. Rashi says you can use the Isra Evim Achai even after the animal dies if you don't know now if it's Nevela or Shchuta. I.e., the Isra Nevela is the Isra now, and the Isra before was not is not Shaykh now, it's Evim Achai. Machzikim Isra Le Isra. So too, you can say here as well, the Isra, the Tumma, it was before it was a Tumma of whatever. And now we don't know if maybe there's a tumma of truma, gabi truma. So it's not the same. So it should be this machzikim me iser le iser. The only thing is, I don't understand, even within this teretz, that if the tumma happened on his way up, and he was already tor before, so what's the machzikin? Unless you say he doesn't become tor till he leaves. That's, I think, the Kesef Mishnah that I was telling you about. The Kesef Mishnah says in Perek Vav Avavasat Tumos that a person doesn't become tor until he actually leaves the mikvah. So it comes out, it's not the same iser, not the same tumma, but machzikin from one tumma to the other. Okay, that's all separate little inyan. But the way we said it, it could be because of the nature of the Tovah Sharetz B'yado, or because of the gzera was that the tumma remains. Okay. Tanya Nami Hachi. Chavis Meleya Yayin. Chavis Meleya Yayin. The Gam Rashi go Goris Hacha Mayim Kiyim Yayin. Rashi here also, here Rashi, what did Tosis hold? That even before the Gesu was Yayin. Rashi here changes it to Yayin. Dimlokein Mai Kama Vachin Kikashil Truma Shinafu Sham Tame. Because otherwise, how could it talk about the Kikir Shel Truma that becomes Tamei? The Afal Pi, Davi Be'enayu, V'lonis Arvu, Mikol Malkom Enem Mekabelis Tuma, the words, the change of the words, the Tiaru Bahashaka, Tarehe Mechubarim L'mikfa. Why could Rashi not be Goris Mayim? Because what would happen to the Mayim that became Tamei? It wouldn't remain Tamei, because what would you have? You'd have Hashaka. So how could it be a problem of the Mayim in Tamei, the Kikar? The Mayim became Tohor Bahashaka. Right? So here, right, that's the reason why Rashi needed to change the Girsa to Yayin over here. Tosis ends, V'achi T'nan B'beitzim at B'un Kli Agabi Mem of Vataro. Now here already the Masha points out, what Tosis is saying here is strange, because by quoting this, within Rashi, you're back to the Pasha that Kashi asked in Rashi before. What did Tosis quote in the previous Dibur HaMaschil? That from Beitza, what do you see? That you're taking care of one problem with Hashaka as well, not just Tuma, but Sheiva. But Rashi didn't take care of the problem of Shuvin with Hashaka. That was where Rashi was going earlier, the Girsa of Mayim. And that was one that Kashi's Tosis asked in Rashi. Saka Tosis now be quoting Beitza as part of his explanation of Rashi. That's the Masha's problem. He says, Tosis just means it l'shitasam. L'maisa, what's Rashi going to say? That for Tumah v'Taira, that's one thing. That Ashaka, for sure, Rashi will hold, would work. But Ugabe Sheiva won't work, as we explained. But Tosis just means it l'shitasam. He brings the case from Beitza also. Girsas HaRambam, Girsas HaMe'iri is what? The second time, Chavis Meleya Mayim. Aye, what do you do with the problem that Uchara Hashaka should work for Tuma? What does the Meiri answer? We spoke at yesterday. What does the Meiri say? That it has to spill over for it to be Hashaka. That's not spilling over. That's one answer. The other answer you find in Rishonim, Rishim Moshe Adarshan, is that Hashaka can only work if the things, the different Mayim are of a similar type. You don't need a real tarobis. It could just be a small little connection. But they have to be shayach to each other, the same type of things. And here, there's such a disparity in the nature of the mayim of the Yamagadol and the mayim of Baim Sheuvin that, again, even though you don't always need it, you don't need a real tarobis. But if they're so distinct, so it could be that was why you couldn't have the hashak. Umaisa the Mishnah Melech on the Rambam asked Hashak on the Rambam, how could it be Girs of mayim? I what about hashak? This is what you mentioned, the Kesef Mishnah that you brought into me. This is that Rambam. Chavis Melei Mayim, the Rambam says, and the Kikar Shel Truma. So the Kesef Mishnah, because Evan was good enough to point out the Kesef Mishnah, let me at least read it, because I apologize, I didn't read it before, so okay. Pirish Rashi, Atoishan Bosamakam Osa Lotvila, brings the Rashi. Not like Rashi, has to do with actually becoming Tohar. You can spill in all the Shuvin in the world. That's the Kasha that everybody asks, of course. That's Rashi. So he means maybe Rabbi means like Rashi. It doesn't sound correct. The Yosef Nachum Lomar, the Linyan Aliyah Mituma, the Tfila Zukama, the Shani Ahid the Paragdan, Toshibo, Ashuvim, the Derek Shvicha, him is Arvin, become me a mikvah. Masheki Bechavis, enough for the Rab Derek Shvicha. So he's different for it. He's saying that could be that it only can be Hashaka if a Derek Shvicha. This is a little bit like the Ramban. The Ramban, we didn't talk about the Ramban. The Ramban talks about a chidush in Hashaka that Shalom Das. You saw that in the Ramban, that the Ramban, it could be there's a chidush here. Hashaka works Shalom Das. So he's saying something similar. Maybe here that's why you can't have Hashaka, because it just happened to spill. Not Derech Shvicha. Not Shalom Yamagadol. That's a different thing. Mai said the Mishnah Melech asked in the Ramban what happened to Hashaka. But I think the answer could be one of the various possibilities in the Me'iri, because it's not Shafa Ola Al Gabayin, or because of the Marusha Darsh in it, because it's different types of Mayim, or because of what we're saying here. Yeah.
Before, hasn't one author that possibly Rashi holds, he was never told with at all? But we keep saying that Rashi agrees that regards to
no.
Tefillah.
Right, so let me explain. In other words, like this. With regard to the halachos that the chachamim said that the water is not metayer him, or the water is metameh him, gabi that la oselo tefila. In other words, it's compartmentalized. With regard to truma, it's tova sheres biado, it's nishar b'tumaso. With regard to all other halachos, the Rashi agrees that the hashaka, or call it what you want, the chibur to the mikvah allows the person to become Torah for all those other halachas. With regard to one halacha, that he's posel satruma, I mean, any way you look at it, that's how Rashi is going to have to read lo'osa lo'tvila, right? Lo'osa lo'tvila, not in general. That was the kasha of the Rishonim. Well, it sounds like for nothing, it's not good for anything, Rashi's going to say, with regard to halachas, with regard to truma, lo'osa lo'tvila. So that means that all that we said before, the Tov v'sheretz b'yado, was all with regard to truma. But with regard to all other halachos, Rashi agrees that you had a normal chibur to the mikvah with whatever comes out of that, with a good tahara. But you can't tell me that for truma, that he became tar, but became tummy again. No, Gabi truma, there never was a tefillah with regard to truma alone. No? And all this is all with regard to truth. Yeah.
Can we also answer up the second question of the ritual with the opinion that you don't become taller from a dip in the mikvah after you come out? Because even if you do it sequentially, that you first dip and then you touch the lime shuv and then you come out, so you never
maybe
out of
I hear you. Yeah. Yeah. Could be if it's on your way out. Yeah.
The question of the Ritva about the Chazaka that Rabbi didn't like, is it possible that he had the gears of Rashi, like the Rambam, at both mine?
Yeah, but Rashi...
It seems like the Pnei Yoshua groups gears us Rashi okay. Beharambam together.
I mean, but our Rashi Lefanein, Rashi says very clearly that the Septa says Yayin, and Tosis explains why he says Yayin. Hard to know. Okay.